Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 202. And we're going to start off with this update from Transworld. Brand new for 2021, join us for a private event and a night to remember at Six Flags St. Louis on Friday night, May 7th. Six Flags is opening their park exclusively for Transworld attendees this year with a behind-the-scenes tour of the haunted house, a Q&A with the Six Flags St. Louis team, be sure to bring your questions, dinner, and the opportunity to ride Mr. Freeze, American Thunder, and Justice League Battle for Metropolis. The dinner menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, chicken tenders, corn, baked beans, chips, popsicles, and fountain beverages. It's an all-you-can-eat dinner. Alcoholic beverages will be available for purchase, but please note that the Six Flags bars do not accept cash, so be sure to bring that plastic. Space is limited, and sign up before it's gone. Note, ticket sales end at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 26th. Get more information at haashow.com. We have this hiring news from the Lehigh Valley Scream Park in Orfield, Pennsylvania. Calling all haunters without a home. Are you a haunted house actor looking to get back in the industry? Are you looking for a change of scenery? We have a place for you. We have the foundation to be the premier haunt in eastern Pennsylvania, and with the right team in place, we will be the destination haunt for actors and patrons alike. Message us and let's take over October together. You can message them at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Lehigh Valley Scream Park. We have this news from the Haunted Majestic haunted attraction in Huntington, West Virginia. Haunted Majestic is pleased to announce that horror film and TV icon Michael Berryman will visit the haunted attraction October 1st and 2nd. Berryman, made famous by his portrayal of Pluto in Wes Craven's film The Hills Have Eyes, continues to be one of horror's highest demanded actors to this very day. Berryman has played many iconic roles during an actor career which has spanned nearly 50 years. Even from his film debut as a mental patient in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to The Hills Have Eyes 2, Star Trek, and even The X-Files, Berryman has dozens of horror film and TV roles to his credit. Haunted Majestic, one of America's most unique haunted attractions, is located near Huntington, West Virginia, and features a retired floating hospital as its main attraction. More information about the haunt is available at hauntedmajestic.com. We have this news from the Cleveland Haunt Club Facebook group. Breaking news, it is official that the Cleveland Haunt Club is adding a creepy cool new event called Halfway to Halloween Flea Market. It's happening Saturday, May 8th in Millstream Park in Valley City from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be free to attend, and vendor spots will be available soon. We have more information to follow, so keep up with our updates on the Cleveland Haunt Club's Facebook page. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Las Vegas. Alice Cooper photo ops are now on sale, and we've added a second option. For the first time ever, you can have a solo Alice photo op or a dual op with CJ Graham in full Jason Voorhees maggot head costume. For safety, Alice will be sitting in a custom AC throne with an invisible piece of plexiglass. The throne was created by makeup artist Tom Devlin. Alice will not be taking photos or at his table, so get yours today. For more info, head on over to daysofthedead.com. We have an update from the Ghostbusters franchise via ScreamCrush.com. Everyone knows that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, the giant gooey avatar of interdimensional evil, who was the show-stopping final baddie in the original Ghostbusters, Mr. Stay Puft became an iconic 80s villain, becoming a best-selling toy, showing up on all kinds of merchandise, and even getting his own actual marshmallows. It appears that while Stay Puft did not return in Ghostbusters 2 or the recent reboot, he is making an appearance, in a way, in the upcoming Ghostbusters Afterlife, the long-awaited second sequel to the original 1984 film. Only this time, instead of a giant marshmallow man, he's tiny. And there are a million of him. A new clip from Afterlife posted to their Twitter account introduces the Mini Puffs, which a tweet from the official Ghostbusters account describes as sweet but savage. In the clip, Paul Rudd's character is shopping in a supermarket when he comes across the snack aisle, where a bag of Stay Puft marshmallows suddenly comes to life and, well, I think you can probably guess what happens next. You can see a video clip on the Ghostbusters official Twitter page. We have this news from the Reign of Terror haunted house in Thousand Oaks, California. Reign of Terror will open Friday, April 23rd and Saturday, April 24th. It's been 6 months since we all missed Halloween, and there's no better time than right now to catch up for some haunting fun. Halfway to Halloween, what will you experience? This one-of-a-kind fun and thrilling haunted house experience can only be found at Reign of Terror. You will walk through, with your private party only, one way, our 125 custom award-winning horror-themed high-quality haunted rooms. Tons of exquisite bone-chilling details, gruesome beings and characters, plus animatronic props, frightening animated scenes, spectacular special effects, theatrical lighting, and terrifying sounds will be encountered. Live scare actors will be present, distanced, and in limited amount. All actors and staff will be wearing masks. COVID-19 protocols will be in effect. Reserve entrance time tickets are available for purchase online only in advance. There's a limited capacity, so don't delay purchasing your tickets. Get those tickets and more at rothauntedhouse.com. We have this update from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We have a guest announcement. Joining us is CJ Graham, best known for his role as Jason in Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives, which is celebrating its 35th year, as well as cult classic Highway to Hell. Early bird ticket discount ends on April 30th, so get those tickets and more information at CarolinaFearFest.com. We have this news from the Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse in Perrysville, Ohio. A one-night event at Mohican Haunted Schoolhouse where the entire haunt is overrun with the scary clowns that your bad dreams are made of. Oh boy, it's happening April 24th from 7 to 11 p.m. We highly suggest you purchase your tickets online because we cannot guarantee tickets at the door due to limited capacity and COVID-19 precautions. Purchase those tickets at MohicanHauntedSchoolhouse.com. We have this news from the Houston Horror Film Festival in Houston, Texas. Scream Queen Danielle Harris will be joining the Houston Horror Film Festival June 25th and 26th for a rare Houston appearance. Danielle Harris is widely known for her roles in multiple horror films, including four entries in the Halloween franchise, Halloween 4 and 5 as Jamie Lloyd, and the Rob Zombie Halloween remake and its sequel as Annie Brackett. Danielle's other films and TV show credits include Urban Legend, Hatchet 2 and 3, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, Roseanne, and the voice of Debbie Thornberry in The Wild Thornberries. Come out and meet Danielle as she will be signing autographs and taking photos with fans Friday and Saturday of the event. Grab your tickets for the event today via Eventbrite HoustonHorrorFilmFest.eventbrite.com or by visiting our website, HoustonHorrorFilmFest.com. And finally, we have this news from the Saw franchise via BloodyDisgusting.com. Spawning one of the most successful horror franchises in history, Bloody Disgusting has first details on the 4K Ultra HD release of Saw, the giallo-esque slasher that spawned several sequels in the careers of both James Wan and Leah Whannell. Wan's directorial debut returns to terrify audiences once again when Saw arrives on 4K Ultra HD combo pack plus Blu-ray and digital May 11th from Lionsgate. Cary Elwes, Daniel Glover, Monica Porter, Whannell, and Tobin Bell all star with the 4K Ultra HD combo pack, including audio commentaries, featurettes, and more. With its story of a morally obsessed serial killer who forces his victims to play horrific games of torture and survival, Saw shocked audiences, redefined the horror genre, and spawned one of the most successful franchises of all time. Now experience the unhinged depravity of the Jigsaw Killer in an eye-popping 4K transfer that will chill your blood and disturb your dreams. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is no secret that my very favorite convention of all of them during the year is Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California. And you may wonder why I haven't mentioned that on the news that last week Midsummer Scream came out and announced that, unfortunately, they were postponing their show again until 2022, which of course is very disappointing news, yet it's also very big news because attendance-wise, Midsummer Scream is, in just 4 or 5 short years, has become a monster event in Southern California. But the reason I haven't mentioned it was because I was looking forward to talking to the owner of the show, and we have him on the phone right now from his home in Los Angeles, David Markland of Midsummer Scream. David, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How you doing, Drew?
Oh, we're hanging in there, man. We've gotten shots. I'm getting the kids vaccinated this week, so...
All good.
You know, hopefully enough people be vaccinated that we won't have to postpone any more of these shows.
Yeah, I think we're getting around that bend in the road right now.
Let's hope so, but unfortunately it's not enough of a bend that Midsummer Scream, which was scheduled for early July this year, which was earlier than normal in the year, you have had to formally announce that you're postponing the show until 2022.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to try a slightly different date, see how that worked out, but in some ways that sort of bit us in the butt. But at the same time, I don't, even if we're still on the regular dates, I don't know if the state would be open up enough for a show of our size. So I think, you know, we'll just have to knock it out of the park even more next year.
Oh gosh, I can only imagine. Would that be your fifth show?
Yeah, year five. You know, we were really going to hype up the year five phrasing a little bit. And I mean, every year we try to top ourselves in the previous year and challenge ourselves. But year five kind of has, it just feels like we needed to really make it special. So we have all sorts of, we've already had ideas for what we were going to do originally. And, you know, 2 years were just like, you know, even new ideas. So it'll be exciting to do.
I cannot imagine what you're going to be doing with 2 years of planning. But that notwithstanding, even though you are just a little out of Los Angeles, you're in Southern California, Long Beach, at the Long Beach Convention Center, you were expecting huge numbers. And, you know, every year I am just astonished at how fast you have grown. The last show you had in 2019, gosh, it seems so long ago.
Yeah.
I never asked you. I know you were expecting approximately 30,000 people. How many did you have show up, if you can reveal those numbers?
I mean, I can say that's about right. Maybe a little low, but that's about right.
Oh, a little low. Wow. You know, I remember I took my daughter there, and she was astonished, too, and I think this is also her favorite show of the year. For people who may not be familiar, you know, we get new listeners all the time. And, you know, for people who don't live in Southern California or on the West Coast, can you give a little outline about what Midsummer Scream is, how it came about, and, you know, why has it exploded so much and so quickly in the last four shows?
Midsummer Scream is a Halloween convention. It's made for fans of Halloween. And Halloween is such a broad term. We really try to make it for everybody who likes Halloween for different reasons. So, you know, we try to be within that. We kind of have a horror con. We have a haunt trade show element to it. And what really makes us special, I think, is we have a giant, like, 80,000-foot hall that we turn the lights off in. And we have over a dozen home and pro haunters from across Southern California come and build, you know, small haunted attractions for people to walk through. So it's basically a theme park for the weekend. And on top of that, we make sure anybody who's anybody in the haunt scene from Southern California and sometimes from beyond are there. So we have John Murdy from Halloween Horror Nights, Universal Studios will come out and do a panel presentation. The team from Not Scary Farm, you know, and other influencers within the Halloween scene. I mean, we've had Cassandra Peterson, who's Elvira has been a guest of ours for, I think, 3 years now going. Kimberly Brown, who starred in the Halloween Town series, she's been with us for a number of years, too, like on the show floor, just hanging out with fans and talking with them and occasionally doing a presentation as well. And, you know, then we've got, you know, makeup people, costume people. You know, Halloween's a lifestyle. Anybody listening to the show, I'm sure, is some of the people who think that Halloween's part of their life, and that's what this show is for. And we try to, like, make it also not just an event to come and buy stuff, but, you know, we like to empower people, have classes so they can learn how to make their own, either their own haunted attraction or how to make their own props for their home, or, you know, we even have classes on, like, witchcraft, you know, 101s on witchcraft. So it covers a lot of ground, but we always try to mix it up and have something fun every year. You know, we want to make sure that people walk away feeling like, even though there's a lot of people there, and we, you know, try to have enough there so that way you're not waiting in a line. You don't need to be waiting in line all day. There should be plenty to do all day. So that way you always feel like you didn't see everything.
I will say that the only lines I've ever seen at the show are at the door when you open. And, you know, if you've never been to the Long Beach Convention Center, there's a little catwalk that takes you all the way out across the highway and right out almost to the water's edge. You can see the Queen Mary in the distance there, and the lines go out, at least in that direction, almost all the way out to that. I mean, that's a couple hundred yards, and, you know, I've walked that line the last couple of years right before the doors went out. Everyone's just so excited. I love the fact that you call it a Halloween show, because I've always compared it, it's kind of a hybrid between a haunters convention and a horror convention. You have just enough, you know, stuff that, you know, haunters who work in the industry, you know, you have big companies out there that sell silicone masks, and you have costumers, and you have makeup artists and doing the classes and everything. But you've also got the smaller companies, the people who are writing books and selling artwork and crafting and things like that that you would see more at horror cons. Plus, you know, a few celebrities here and there. You mentioned Elvira, and a couple of other folks have been walking through before. And one of the things I've really liked about it is, I believe my first year there, someone like Bill Moseley, very well-known horror actor, was just there. He wasn't there to necessarily have a booth. He just showed up because he's in the neighborhood, and he was just walking around, and, you know, he came by, said hello to us, and it's fascinating with so many people in the industry that live in the Southern California area. I assume you just have, you know, celebrities that just buy a ticket and walk the floor.
I am always surprised when people come in and I recognize them and I get a little starstruck, and it's like, wow, they paid a ticket for my show? That's pretty amazing. That's always really flattering.
Well,
for sure.
I know that it's been, you know, a very difficult year for you with, you know, with the pandemic and all that. And of course, this news doesn't help you any. You know, I hate to see people, you know, go all this time without a major source of income and all. But you've kind of also, when you announced the news that this was being postponed, you also revealed that you're going to be doing an event that's kind of going to be teasing us for next year, but it's going to be happening in and around the end of the year. Can you tell us a little about that, please?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing an event called Season Screamings. 2 years, for 2 years in a row before the pandemic, we did this as a pop-up in Hollywood, which is a free event where we just basically bring together some vendors to sell stocking stuffers. And, you know, and again, we did end up having Cassandra Peterson come out 1 year and sign autographs for that. Just bringing together an excuse to bring people together is kind of what we looked at it as for the holidays. But this year we saw an opportunity to turn that from this little pop-up and make it actually a full-size Halloween convention. And put a bit like a dark, it's not even Halloween anymore. Halloween is a dark Christmas convention. So it's a lot of what we have at Midsummer Scream in terms of like the tone and a lot of the people, but, you know, we're going to give it our own holiday bent. And so we haven't released many details about it, expect, you know, a ton of fun vendors to be there, a lot of opportunity for interactivity, some fantastic photo ops throughout it. Like I said, when we reveal the details, I think it'll be really fun, to people hear what we've been planning. But, it's a horror convention, but dedicated and focused on the dark side of Christmas.
Oh, that's sounds awesome. Now, this will not be in Long Beach. Is that correct?
No, we'll be doing this one in Pasadena at the Pasadena Convention Center, which is where we're doing it is about the third the size of Midsummer Scream, but it's still a great, beautiful space that you know, hosts a lot of great conventions. So we're really excited to be there. It's just a nice area. Pasadena is really cool. So it may offer an opportunity for people who can't get all the way down to Long Beach to experience us as well.
And, you know, as I said before, you know, you had approximately 30,000 people at your last show. Would you say that the overwhelming majority were from Southern California? Were you having folks from NorCal or some of them from Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada? Were people coming in from all over the country for this? You know, hey, I'm coming in from the Carolinas every year as long as you have this thing.
We had people flying from Australia. So, I mean, we have people coming from all over the world. But, you know, it is largely SoCal based, and but we do have a pretty good contingent coming from across the country.
And as far as vendors and things, are they mostly local vendors, or are these kind of the people that should, you know, for lack of a better word, do the convention circuit?
Some of the people who do the Halloween circuit and the horror circuit will come, most certainly. But I mean, LA kind of is where I think a lot of those people tend to be based. Or if they're, you know, based somewhere along the West Coast or west of the Mississippi, it sort of fits within their plans.
Okay. Now, as far as Season Screamings, which is happening December the 17th through the 19th, as you said, in Pasadena, will there also be classes? Will there be panel discussions? I know one of the things I really like about Midsummer Scream is you bring in the people from Universal or, you know, Knott's Scary Farms, Six Flags, a lot of the big, big theme parks, and a lot of them announce their Halloween plans at that point. Are there going to be any representation from those folks?
We're starting to talk to them, but right now they are, I mean, as you can imagine, all of those people, they're focused on just getting back open. We have Universal Studios Hollywood is opening next week, finally. And Knott's is opening in a few weeks as well. And, you know, so right now we're letting them know about it, but we haven't gotten to that sort of nitty gritty if they can do something in December yet. Okay. So I don't know. Also, it's December. So to be candid, I don't think that's the time for them to talk about their attractions. Maybe, you know, people like to hear about it, like to hear maybe recaps. But right now we're taking sort of a soft approach of like, we don't know how many people will be allowed inside the events yet. So we're going to be taking, we're looking towards things that don't require lines so much and but provide, you know, a little bit more movement for the walk around and see, like I said, photo ops and displays and, you know, as much interactivity as we can, but anything where people are sitting down yet, we hope to do that, but we're going to wait till we know we can certainly have those experiences.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, obviously too early for Halloween, but maybe spring events or anything like that. Always wonder. I mean, I don't even know this, but, you know, are most of these theme parks open year-round in Southern California as opposed to other ones that close during, you know, after the Halloween season?
Yeah, I mean, SoCal, I mean, the one thing that's really missing is we don't really have any year-round haunted attractions. There's one called Reign of Terror, right, which is in Thousand Oaks, and they have a year-round space, and so they'll pop up throughout the year. And you know, like next weekend, they're going to be open, and so it's massive. If anybody's in the Southern California area or can make it out, they should try to go get a ticket. It's going to sell out, but Reign of Terror is pretty amazing. But other than that, for like, you know, the theme parks, you know, they don't really have, aside from Haunted Mansion, obviously Disneyland, and Castle Park has a dark ride, which is out in Riverside. There isn't year-round attractions for the haunt, you know, haunted attractions at least.
Okay. Always ask, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
When will tickets be going on sale for Season Screamings?
That's TBD right now. We're trying to feel out what's the best time. You know, we want to make sure we've got some solid things to announce when tickets go on sale. And I wish I could give it a time, but I just say keep an eye on Midsummer Scream social media and website and sign up for the mailing list, and we'll try to give notice before tickets go on sale. I would say if anybody wants to go, buy tickets right away, because again, we're going to sell as many tickets as we know we absolutely can have. And then as things progress, we'll hope to release it and not have to worry about attendance caps. But we're going to make sure that we never have to backtrack at all, if that makes sense.
It does.
We won't be selling all the tickets we can at first. Let me put it that way.
I have to ask, will you be bringing the Black Cat Lounge back?
You know, I don't, my guess right now is no, because there's not a lot of space. So we kind of have to figure out how we're going to use it. But at least for Season Screamings, probably not. It's super popular though. We love to have it, but we have a bounty of ideas of, you know, more walkthrough experiences and stuff like that. I don't think we would have the Black Cat Lounge there.
My suggestion would be bring the Black Cat Lounge down onto the showroom floor for Midsummer. You know,
we like the cats a lot, so you know, so we want to respect their, you know, we don't want to drive them too nuts.
Oh, I understand, but you know, maybe wall off this corner and, you know, put in a place like that so people don't have to like leave the show floor to go hang out with a bunch of cats, which is the coolest thing ever. For people who don't know, this is an area for, you know, rescue cats, and you know, you get tired of walking the floor, you go into the Black Cat Lounge and just sit down, and you're surrounded by, you know, literally dozens of cats, and they're all up for adoption. So I think that's just a marvelous thing.
It's fun, it's nice, and you know, we're really happy to get some of these cats that need homes. So yeah, it is definitely something that we're always really proud to have.
Excellent. Well, That would be my one suggestion for you, sir. Otherwise, you're doing a fine job. And, and I certainly hope that Midsummer Scream will be coming back around July 29th through the 31st of 2022. You know, the Big Scary Show has been there since year one, and we have been very, very appreciative of that. And we certainly would like to hear all the updates with Season Screamings as they come along. For people interested in knowing more about Season Screamings, which is, again, December 17th through the 19th. Is there a website or social medias, or do they need to just go to the Midsummer
Scream? Just visit Midsummer Scream right now, and then we'll probably have some other iteration at some point, but we'll make sure to direct people from there.
Okay, and what would those websites and social media pages be?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is all, you know, at Midsummer Scream. And then on the website is midsummerscream.org.
MidsummerScream.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, this is my personal favorite show of the year, and it hurts my heart that I can't go back down to Southern California in the summertime. Horrible time to go, of course. Sigh. And just, you know, hang out in Long Beach for a few days. I'm already missing the fish tacos and all the cool stuff down there. But there is a promise coming in December. I'm sure December in Southern California, it's not too terribly chilly. Was it get down to like 65 or something?
It's, you know, it doesn't get, we get a little chilly, but it's not. Yeah, I don't miss living elsewhere, definitely. It's right. Nice. You can go to the beach on Christmas Day.
How nice is that? And, you know, I assume that the L.A. Krampus Society will probably have something to do with you guys. Let's hope so.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll be giving us that information. But once again, folks, midsummerscream.org, or go to the social medias, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Facebooks. Look up Midsummer Scream and get all this information. Make your plans now. Mid-December in Southern California. Sounds delightful. It's going to be a lot of spooky fun. And, you know, having been to the Pasadena Convention Center once or twice, it's a really cool area. There's some really nice restaurants and some other things in that area too. And Pasadena is a happening town. And we certainly look forward to Long Beach next July. David Marklin, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Big Scary News.
Thank you. And thanks for continuing to support the whole Halloween and haunt community over the year.
Well, we do what we can. We've been doing it for 9 years now, and we hope to do it as long as people continue to listen. So once again, folks, that is midsummerscream.org. David Marklin, thank you so very much. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.